Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Membeis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Membeis Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, by the words Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. So says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. Shteit shchita shemati. I heard halachis regarding two shchitas. Achas shal para, one shchita referring to the paraduma, the shchita of the paraduma, v'achas shal parai, and one regarding the par kain gadol of Yom Kippur. Achas ksheira bizar, v'achas psula bizar. I had heard that one of them is kosher with a zar, someone who's not a kohen is allowed to do the shchita, and the other one's pasul. V'lo yadana haiminayu, but I don't remember which halacha was said about which shchita. Was it the shchita as paraduma that's kosher bizar, or was that the one that was pasul bizar? And the same stuffik regarding the power of the kohen gadol. So says the Gemara, Idmar, who said that shchita as para uparai, regarding the shchita of the paraduma and the power of Yom Kippur, it's takamachleikas, Rav Shmuel, they argue about it. Chad amar para psula parai kshera. One of them said that the paraduma is pasul bizar and the power of the kohen gadol is kosher bizar. V'chad amar parai psula para kshera. And the other one said the opposite, that the power of the kohen gadol was pasul bizar, and the paraduma, the shchita is kasher bizar. So we don't know which one said which. Says the Gemara, Tistayim, the Rav who da'amar para psula. We have a raya that Rav is the one who said that the paraduma is pasul with the zar. He's the one who holds that paraduma is pasul bizar, and the power of the kohen gadol is kasher bizar. What's a raya that Rav is the one who holds of that shchita? Da'amar Rabbi Zera, or the Gain's Girsa is da'amar Rav, that Rav said that shchita is para bizar psula. It doesn't get more straight out than that. That Rab said that Shchita's para bizar psula. He said that the paraduma is not allowed to be shechta with a zar. Va'amar Rav Allah, and Rav explained his reasoning, that what's the reason why it's pasul bizar? What's the makar? Because Elazar v'chuka sheninuba. The Torah says Elazar, and it says chuka. Chuka is always a lashon of that it's ma'akiv. So it's ma'akiv that it's Elazar. It's ma'akiv that it's done through a kayin. So that's the makar, that the shchita of the paraduma needs to dafka be done through a kayin, and if it's done through a zar, it's going to be pasul. Rav is the one who holds like that. So Shmuel is the one who says that paraduma is kasher bizar, and the power of the kayin gadol is pasul bizar. So now the Gemara is going to explain both shitas. So now, v'rav maishna para, what's the reason it comes out? That why is paraduma, why is that pasul with a zar? Dechziv elazar v'chukas. So Rav explained to us, because the Torah says elazar, that's done through a kayin, and it says chuka, which is mashma, that it's ma'akiv, that it has to dafka be done through a kayin. Well, frak to Gemara, parai nami, by the power of the kayin gadol also, haksiv arin v'chuka. The Torah says arin, that has to be done through a kayin, v'chuka, and it says chuka, so it's ma'akiv. So why is the power of Yom Kippur any different? So says the Gemara, no, the shchita la avaydihi. Shchita is not considered an avayda. So the Rashi explains, and therefore, that when the Torah says Aaron and then it says chuka, we assume that chuka is not going on the shchita part of the process of the avayda of Yom Kippur. It's going on everything else, that other parts of the avayda are ma'akev, but not going on the shchita, because shchita is not an avayda. Well, frak the Gemara, yihachi paranami, said by paraduma also, even though the Torah says elazar, and it says chuka, so say that chuka is going on the other parts of the process of paraduma. It's not going on the shchita, because shchita lav avoida. Says the Gemara, no. Shani para de kachi bade kabayisi. That para, none of it's navaida. The whole thing is just kachi bade kabayis, and therefore there's no reason to differentiate between the shchita and the other parts of the process. When it comes to the power of the Yom Kippur, the power of the kohen gadol, so over there it's kachi mizbeach, so there's makom lechalik between the shchita and the other parts of the avoida. So the shchita is lav avoida, and the other parts are avoida. So therefore we'll say that chuka is just going on the parts that are avoida, and it's not going on the shchita. But when it comes to the para aduma, there's no place to differentiate, there's no reason to differentiate between the shchita and the other parts of the process, because no parts of the process are considered an avoida, because it's just kachay by the kabayis. Well, frak the Gemara of Lav Kol Dechenu, well then isn't it a Kol Shekein? If you're telling me that the shchita of the par of Yom Kippur, which is kachay mizbeach, and there a kohen is, that a zar is allowed to do the shchita, so then Kol Shekein by the par aduma, that it's not even kachay mizbeach, it's only kachay by the kabayis, all the more so a zar should be allowed to do the shchita. Doesn't make any sense. So says the Gemara, no, it's not shver. Am Rav Sheisha Breid Rav Yidi Midi Dahava Maris Nagam. It's not shver, the fact that paraduma is not allowed to be done through a zar, has to dafka be done through a kayin. Like we find by Maris Nagam that when the person has a nega tzaras, he has to show it to a kayin. The lava vaidi, now that's not an avaida, checking the nega is not, checking the if the person has tzaras is not an avaida. Ubai kahuna, and afal pikin, we see that there's a requirement that it's done through a kayin. So it's not shver that paraduma, which is so to speak less, it's less of an avodah than the power of Yom Kippur. It's only kachet by the kabayis. It's not shver that over there we find that shechita is possible by a zar and it has to dafka be done through a kohen, because we see that the needing kahuna is not necessarily related to the fact that it's an avodah. Like we find by maris negoim, it's not an avodah, and afal pikin it needs kahuna. Fine. So we finished explaining Rav Shita. According to Shmuel, who says that the power of Yom Kippur, that's the one that's possible for a zar to do the shechita. So why is it that he holds that the power of Yom Kippur is possible for a zar to do the shechita? Presumably because the Torah says Aaron v'chuka. Because the Torah says Aaron that it's done through a kohen, and it says v'chuka that it's ma'akev. Well, frak the Gemara, assuming that that's the chur, that's the only place that Shmuel could be coming from. Well, then paranami haksiv alazer v'chuka. So the Paraduma also, the Torah says a Lazar that it's done through a Kain, and it says V'chuka, that's Makiv. So why is Paraduma different than the Par of Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, Shani Haslam, that Paraduma is different, T'chsiv V'shachat Aysa Lefanav. Because the Torah says that a Lazar does, it says Nesatim Aysa El Lazar Kain, it says that you give the Paraduma to a Lazar, and then it says V'shachat Aysa Lefanav, that he shachts it in front of him. What does it mean that he shechts it in front of him? He shechts it in front of himself. How do you read the pasuk? So Shmuel tells you, "Sheizar sheichev elazar raya." That those last words, the shachad isal lefanav, is coming to teach us that it's even okay if a zar does the shechita and a lazar just watches. You don't have to have dafka the shechita through a kain. It's okay to have a zar do the shechita. That Shmuel's makar, that paraduma is different. Says the Gemara, "V'rav, what's Rav going to do with this pasuk that says with shachad isal lefanav? It's mashma that the lazar is not doing the shechita. It's mashma that someone else is doing the shechita." Says Rav, the note shalay yasir daitem imena. It's a lazar doing the shechita. Ah, so why does it say v'shachad aysal lefanav that he shechts in front of him? What does it mean he shechts in front of himself? Says Rav, the note it means that he's not going to be mesir das. He shechts in front of him, meaning it has to be on his mind. He has to be guarding it from anything that could passel it. That's what it means. V'shachad aysal lefanav is teaching us that he's not allowed to be mesir das. V'shmuel shalay yasir daitem imenale. Where does Shmuel know this halacha that he's not allowed to be mesir das? Says the Gemara, nafkale. He'll learn it out from that which the Torah says, Visarfasapar Leinov, that he burns the para in front of it in his eyes, means that it has to be on his mind. He's not allowed to be Mesiach Das. The Rav will tell you back that Chad Beshchita Bechad Bisrefa. That in a Chanami, that's another pasuk for Hesach Das. Ah, so now it comes that we have two pasuk for Hesach Das. It's not Shver. One's regarding the Shchita, Vishachalei Selefanov, and the other one's regarding the Srefa, Visarfasapar Leinov, Vitzricha. You need two Mukairis. You can't learn out one from the other. Dikas of Rachmana Beshchita, because if the Torah would have just told us by the Shechita, that you're not allowed to be Mesiach Das, so I would have said Dafka by the Shechita, Mishum the Tchilas Avaidihi, because that's the beginning of the whole process, and therefore it has a Cheshivas that you're not allowed to be Mesiach Das. Aval Sreifa, Imolai, but maybe when it comes to the Sreifa, not. Sreifa, if we need a Pasuk about the Sreifa, that you're not allowed to be Mesiach Das. Vikas Rachmanab Sreifa, and if the Torah would have just told us regarding the Sreifa, that you're not allowed to be Mesiach Das, I would have said Mishum the Hashtahu, the Miskash Para, because that's the Tachlis of the whole Avaida. That's when the Para gets to its tachlis. That's when we get the afer. The whole tachlis is eventually just to get to the afer of the paraduma. That's going to get mixed with the water and sprinkled on the person who became tamei meis. So maybe since the sreif was like the whole tachlis to get to the afer, to get to the ashes, so that's where you're not allowed to be mesiach das. Avo shchita, emolai, but maybe the shchita you would be allowed to be mesiach das. So therefore, tzricha, therefore we need two mekayres, one by the shchita and one by the sreifa, that you're not allowed to be mesiach das. Lemuute mai, so it comes out we have a pasuk by shchita, a pasuk by sreifa, you can't be Mesiach Das. What part of the process are you coming to be Lafuke that you're allowed to be Mesiach Das? Says the Gemara, Ilei Melamute Asifas Afra, to exclude the part of the process where they gather the ashes, Umiloi Mayim, or the part where they gather the water from the Mayan into the Kli, the Kiddush, or maybe to be Mamay, or and to be Mamay, the part of the process where they put the water into the ashes. That can't be, because Lemeshmeris Lemei Nidaksim. Which Rashi explains as mashma, that it needs to be guarded until you sprinkle it. Though at all times, the ashes in the water, they need to be guarded. So, elamu'ute ashlochas eitz erez ve'ezer v'shnitelas, the lav gufa deparninu. Rather, it's coming to be memayit, the throwing the eitz erez, the ezer, even the red string, into the fire, that's mamish not, that's like the most external part of the process. It's nothing to do with the ashes, it's nothing to do with the water. So that's like the most external part of the process. That part of the process could be done even with hesach hadas. We're right.